B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Okay, a couple of notes here real quick. 12:30, we'll deliver you the weekly power rankings. Uh-oh. The slide, I'm sure, for the Birds.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, big slide. From where they started the season's 4 and 5 area where they started the season, they're not going to be in that area. Also, bring the heat at 1 o'clock, and we'll do the playback, Anthony, coming up at 1:10. Can you bear to get through the playback? Do you want to hear it again? Do you want to hear the agony?
I'll be honest with you. It's funny you said that. I have been actually on the fence thinking about this. Like, I don't even know if I want to do it.
Yeah, I don't. I need to turn. I'm trying to turn the page.
I'm sorry.
Thursday.
Andrew's like, you're killing me. I just put all this work together. And I'm sorry, but I'm sorry
I brought it up, Andrew.
I'm so, like,
sensational.
I don't want to hear it again. It's driving me nuts. You know, I mean, we'll just do it for you.
No, okay. Don't do it for Andrew.
Yeah.
Look, well, let's ask the audience. Ask the audience. Well, we'll get some people to let us know what they
think.
Yeah. I mean, to me, here's my opinion on it. I'm moving on to Green Bay, so I look back at that game now. I can't do anything about it, the game against Detroit, so I go,
no one cares.
You know?
Yeah.
I just can't hang in. I can't hang in Green Bay or in Detroit anymore with the Lions. I got to go on to Green Bay. I got to turn. This is especially a different week. Now, if they were playing Sunday, I go, okay, let's do the replay. Sometimes we got to take our bullets.
This is unbelievable.
But I want to have a replay on Friday after the game against the Packers. That's joyous in nature,
dude. I don't know. You seem really confident.
I do. I feel
grease up the poles in Philadelphia.
Well, the reason why I'm confident, Ant, is
I remember that day. It feels like it was a year ago. This is before the season, 3 weeks ago.
Yep. The reason why I'm confident heading into this is because of the inability to manufacture urgency in sports, and the Eagles have a ton of it. And I don't believe that the Packers are this great 3-0 juggernaut. So I think they're ripe in this spot with a desperate football team in the Eagles and Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't think they're a juggernaut either. But it's the short week. It's the Thursday road team. You're looking down. It's Aaron Rodgers against the Eagles secondary. Like, I don't know how you can feel confident about that.
I think this is like the outlaw Josie Wales. Wentz is going to come riding in. Yeah, I think it is. He's going to come riding in, ready to do some damage. Coming in his covered wagon.
Yeah, he can come in all he wants. Somebody's
Barack, you got to get on the Wentz wagon.
Yes. Anthony, you need to get on the Wentz wagon.
It's not the Wentz wagon that I'm worried about. It's who's catching the Wentz wagon.
Yeah, I hear you on that. But he's going to throw passes this week, and he's going to catch passes this week. That's what it's going to take.
God bless you.
And you know why? Because he can.
Because I can.
God bless you.
All right. I feel good about this week.
How
can
you feel good? Not that I'm out of line. It's good. But how can you feel good about it? I get being hopeful, but feeling good?
Yeah.
You feel good, Andrew?
My honey.
See, well, Andrew, how do you feel about the game, Andrew?
What, this Thursday?
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
What, this Thursday? Yeah.
No, next Thursday when they're not playing.
I'm not feeling good.
Yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers, I'll tell you what.
It's a bit of a poseur, you ask me.
No, it's not.
Are you crazy?
Oh, man. That's true.
Are you serious?
No. I'm trying to convince myself, for goodness sake. You see the mustache he's sporting?
Who cares?
It's actually a good look.
Tyree's 3-0 with the mustache. Minshew is 1-1 with the mustache.
Yeah, maybe
the mustache is taking over.
Go with the handlebar mustache. Let's go, Ty. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Jason, Anthony, Andrew, I'm feeling more like Anthony than anybody.
I feel like I'm that buoy in Jaws, and the girl's clinging onto it for a night swim.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm getting chomped.
Yeah, I'm hearing.
Yeah, and then boom, that you had where the guy's ripping wins. Listen, I'm always constructively critical. Like, you have to be critical of everybody on the football team. I don't agree with the guy whatsoever when he's talking about I'm not even including the drop, and you're a moron. Like, they had to catch the ball. Now, he made a point. He said, you have to hit guys in stride. Okay, he didn't hit Miles Sanders in stride. You know, there were certain, little nuances. My biggest, I'm like you, Anthony. Wentz goes out there. He's the only reason we're in these games. So, you know, I can't much criticize him. But my cousin called me and he said, it's not so much that he's not doing the right thing. He was like, maybe he needs to start taking more with the defense, just giving him with the checkdowns and stuff like that. And there are, like, there was the Goddard play where Goddard was running free. And I just think that he presses a little bit. But at the end of the day, if anybody is lining up, like, at the end of the game and saying, this is Wentz's fault, he's not clutch, he's not this, you're a moron. Like, the guy is putting the ball. Arcega Whiteside, I'm sorry. All right, the ball was a little bit behind you. It hit you in your hands. Like, you got to catch the ball. I'm sorry. Like, I can't sit here and
I agree with you, man. I don't know what you can do off. How do you drop those? You know what's mystifying too? Is all right. Aguilar stinks. I mean, let's be real, right? He's terrible.
I don't want to jump out the window and bash him, but
yeah, but he's running down the sideline. Yeah,
he catches the ball in Atlanta. Yeah. He's still running. Anthony,
like, I know. No, he's tired. So but he's always been bad, right? He's false. All right, yeah. Forget about that. But how does Dallas Connor drop that ball? And then, it's JJ Arcega Whiteside. You're supposed to catch the ball. Like, what are you doing?
And before I get cut off, and then goes on. This is how bad it gets. Because Anthony, I feel just like you. I wouldn't touch Antonio Brown with a 10-foot pole. But now we're sitting here at 1-2, and it's like, do you make a deal with the devil? Like,
I know. You're right.
I don't want to lose this season, but at the same time, like,
yeah, at the crossroads,
the whole situation, like, you wasted Derek Carr's time. Derek Carr went out of his way to, like, define with you and all that, that's training camp wasted. Like, I don't want this guy. He forget being, you know, like Hurricane Antonio. He's a black hole. Like, he literally.
He's not high risk or low risk, high reward. He's high risk, high reward, but the risk outweighs the reward because he's just, I mean, the fact that this, like Andrew Brandt brought it up, man, the fact that they ate a $20+ million cap hit to get rid of him, and they got a couple of picks, I think it was a 3 and a 5 or whatever, from Oakland. Now, Oakland gets out of the contract and doesn't have to pay him except for the $183,000 or whatever, or $53,000, but they lose the picks, and they get rid of him. And this is Oakland. They'll take on just about anything. And Gruden's trying to play the good cop. Mayock's trying to play the bad cop. We know how that played out. And then you go to the last stop on the turnpike, the Jim Thorpe exit at New England, and they cut you, and they do it brilliantly before they pay you your roster bonus?
Yeah,
they structured that contract knowing, let's get him in, let's see if he can.
Well, of course. If you can't, have to protect yourself. I mean, you know, you expect Belichick to do anything else?
No, that's Belichick.
You're
going to
protect yourself, and you know, the guy. But the guy he's a destructive force. I mean, it's crazy.
Apparently, the final straw for New England was the threatening text messages to the woman that has a lawsuit against him. Not the one that's accusing him of sexual misconduct. Another woman. But he was sending some threatening messages to her, and that was
awful.
Yeah. And that is clearly stated in the NFL conduct of code of conduct that, like, you can't mess with a witness in a civil or, you know, lawsuit or anything like that. And he violated it, and the screenshots were there and pretty apparent. So that was the last straw for the New England Patriots. But I feel good going into this week.
I don't know how, Cuz.
Seriously. I'm like starting to swell with it.
I don't know how you feel good.
It's like Carson comes in, like Clint Eastwood and the outlaw Josie Wales.
Smoking, edibles, what's he doing?
D, all of the above. But you're going to go into Thursday night, Ant. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on the call, Fox NFL Sunday. The wagon's going to be parked outside. Parallel parked. Carson's going to get all pumped up. Going to put Stick'Em on their hands. He's going to come with a special bomb that he got in North Dakota that they grow on the plains to make the ball stick to it when it hits him right in the hands. Because it's not a problem of the ball getting to the hands. It's about the ball staying in the hands. He needs a special bomb. Can we get that stuff like the Flex Seal? The guy who cuts the boat in half and then seals it with Flex Seal and put that on her hands? Crazy glue?
Bro, I
come on, come with me.
I have no idea what you're talking about, man. You can get all the Josie Wales and all this other nonsense. You know.
Paint the town red.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're not a Western guy? Spaghetti Western?
No, but that's okay. I like some of them. I mean, I like, you know.
The good, the bad, and the ugly?
Not that. I like, you know, the newer ones, but.
That's this show, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not the bad. Yeah, I can't, brother. I can't go. I'm sorry. I wish I could go with you.
Oh, man.
I feel nothing. I feel nothing but dread.
You are, this is stunning to me because this is so, like.
You know, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to lose. And they're going to go get Jalen Ramsey. And they're going to start to get their guys back.
Deshaun comes back. Alshon's back.
Alshon, right. Maybe Deshaun. And then they're going to go on a run.
And through that teeth of that schedule there with those and three
I don't know
games.
What's going to happen with Minnesota, but they're going to beat Dallas, and they're going to get back into the race.
Okay. Back into the division race as well?
Yeah.
With three losses, so they'll hand out. So maybe Dallas loses one before that game?
That's what I feel.
Okay.
Again, I'm just giving you what I feel.
All right, so Dallas will go into that game. Now, Dallas's schedule, we know, has been very advantageous here early. And they get another break this week, Anthony, because they are going to face the Saints, but without Drew Brees. It's in New Orleans. So that's not a foregone conclusion that they can win. They'll win that game. But Dallas, the week after, gets Green Bay at home, and then they get the Jets before the Eagles. Okay, so Dallas in the next three before the Eagles. Saints on the road, Green Bay at home, Jets on the road. What does Dallas go in those three games? Do they go 3-0? I think it's a 2-1. Saints on the road this week, Sunday Night Football. Green Bay at home, 425 game on Fox. And then at the Jets.
Saints win this week.
They beat the Cowboys?
Uh-huh.
Wow, 2 in a row without Brees?
They win this week.
Okay, at home.
Everybody on their mother is going to be on Dallas. Mm-hmm. New Orleans at home, place rocking. Their defense is decent.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I think Sean Payton loves to beat the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I think he beats the Cowboys.
Okay, so that's one loss. Green Bay at home. Do they bounce back and get a win over the Pack?
Yes. Then they go 2-1.
Okay. And then they beat up
the Cowboys will beat the Packers.
All right, so the Eagles can get back in the division with a win. They wouldn't be leading the division. They still have one more loss, but they could hand the Cowboys their second loss of the year and get back in this race in the NFC East. With a win in Dallas. All right, 610-632-0975. It's the midday show.
It's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Power rankings at the bottom of the hour. It's the midday show on the Fanatic. Let me tell you about a great company. They're called Lightstream. Now, refinancing your credit card balances, what can that do? Well, it can lower your interest rate and by virtue save you money, which is great. And you don't have to be a financial expert to do it, which is even better. Now, right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream, where the rate is low as 5.95% APR with autopay. Now, that means you could save thousands of dollars in interest and get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit, they deserve a better loan experience. So that's exactly what they deliver. And just for the listeners of this program, apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to Lightstream.com/fanatic. That's Lightstream.com/fanatic. It's subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/fanatic for more information.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
I'm depressed because I don't think they're going to win.
You can't see the road to a victory this week.
Now,
I do.
If it wasn't a short week,
mm-hmm.
I'd think they could win if it was any more of an even playing field.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, like, they got to have this game, except how does Rodgers not dart this second down?
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Dietz and Watson's all-new Dietz Nuts, the world's first meat nut in original smoked sausage and honey maple flavors. Get info at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
Hello.
That's us. Now for the power rack. He's coming up in just a minute. We'll be talking power. I, you know, it's like everything tastes sour.
Bitter beer face.
You know? It's like even the power rankings, and I love my man at Farron Electric. You know? It's like, you know,
it's
power rankings.
Get over it, I'll
you're
tell
going,
you.
I want to go top five.
Top five?
Top 25.
Right now.
Are you kidding me?
I think the depressing part, Anthony, is going to be with the teams that are ahead of the Eagles in the power rankings. Some of the garbage that'll be ahead of them in the power rankings.
Yeah, you know.
Because of record.
You know.
Now, the line on the game is holding firm here at 4.5 in Green Bay, open to 3, but 4.5 right now. Still an Eagle line. We'll see if that gets bet up, if a lot more money comes in on Green Bay and bets
it up
further.
Is that an Eagle line? Is it?
I think it is, yeah. Considering we don't know about Alshon. I mean, Deshaun's out, but we don't know about Alshon. Doug was optimistic last week. He spoke yesterday and said he's opportunistic this week. He meant optimistic, but so we'll see if Alshon can go. That'd be a huge injection just there to have a sure-handed guy on the outside. Maybe that, you know, then it limits the amount you got to use Matt Collins. You put those guys like Arcega-Whiteside, Matt Collins in the proper role, you know? So I feel good, though. I feel good about it. I have like an air of optimism that's come over me, and I got a DM from a guy on Twitter, and he goes, "Like, dude, you got to shut up, man. You're gonna mush them." Kyle goes, "You feel good? Stop mushing the Eagles, Kyle. If I had any effect on the Eagles, believe me, I'd be a millionaire."
Yeah, I just need maybe as tomorrow hits and Thursday hits, you know, I'm gonna feel different.
Yeah, you need a sign,
but right now, you know, I mean, I don't know how to feel any other way other than. I look at this offense, and I look at the skill guys, and until I see Alshon back there and Deshaun back there.
All right,
then I look. You know what it is? It's less of the Eagles and their shortcomings and more the short week. It's a terrible position to have to go on the road, and the matchup, is that a great matchup? Aaron Rodgers against the secondary right now?
No. No, you're right. All those indications, look, there's data to support it. I got an assignment for you. I need you to do this before tomorrow's show. I think you need to spend time with the stadium. You got to have a sit down. You got to go down with the car. You got to get out of the car.
No, I can't get into it. I can't.
Jack and Ginger in hand. And you got to spend a little time with the stadium. You got to let the stadium speak to you. You need a sign.
Okay, I'm not.
A bald eagle.
But remember, though, I'm depressed about where they're at. I'm depressed about looking at Thursday, but I told you earlier, I'm not telling you the season's over. I still feel like they can rebound, and I think the Jalen Ramsey thing is legit.
Yeah.
So you don't misread my pessimism for tomorrow as being a doom and gloom for the season. It's too early for the season to be over.
Yeah, you are only a quarter of the way through after so Thursday's game.
It's not ready. I'm not ready for the stadium yet, like to go sit there.
That'd be premature?
I don't need it. Like, I may need it in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Before Minnesota or Dallas.
Yeah, leading into Cowboy, you may need it.
Like, I may need it going into the Cowboy game.
Well, you could use maybe a visitation.
Because I think right now that's a must win.
You need a visitation from, like, an apparition of Chuck Bednarik or Reggie or something to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not telling you the season's done or anything like that. I'm just telling you I think it's going to get a lot tougher.
All right. 610-632-0975. Let's get to the phones before we get to the power rankings. Go to Hawk in the Northeast. What's up, Hawk?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yo, Hawk.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, fellas, man.
You as well.
I want to speak to the people who are calling up and saying that Wentz is protected in the station. And I'm not man-fanning you or anything. But I haven't been to a barbershop to get my hair cut in about 6 months. Because I've listened to a guy stand up and give a whole Rosetta Stone on why Carson Wentz is good, not great. And come to find out, the guy didn't know the difference between the free safety and the strong safety and what the responsibilities are. Or a weak side backer. Or a strong side linebacker and a weak side linebacker, okay? So the way that this thing works, okay, with Carson is if you understood, if these people who think that Carson is protected, they would understand that it's a chess match, okay? And Carson needs to take what the defense gives him. This isn't basketball, okay? In football, you're not going to continue to get whatever the defense is giving you. You're going to have to win matchups, okay? And when Carson sticks the ball on a guy's hand, whether it's a foot in front of him or behind him, he put it where it was supposed to. He got it to the guy, okay, without being intercepted. Now, my take, and I'm more so about taking care of Carson.
Right.
I think we need to go get Melvin Gordon, because if Brian Westbrook saved Donovan's behind so much, understanding the X's and O's, he has a shorthanded tight end. He needs a foundation around him. That guy in Melvin Gordon, a guy like B. West, who can turn a little small dump off into a 40-yard gain and take it to the house or take it downfield.
You know what? That's a fascinating call, man. It really is. I mean, you'd rather have Melvin than Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, because it starts and ends with Carson. He's going to get he's going to get the responsibility.
You know what?
He's going to get the blame. And that's just my feel because it's the foundation. If we don't have to sit here and pretend that we know what we're talking about football. All we're doing is saying to these people who thinks that Carson isn't good, it's like kind of asking, hey, do you speak the language? If you speak the Rosetta language, Stone. Then we can have a conversation.
That was a great line. Rosetta Stone.
I'm serious, but I haven't been to a barbershop, like I said, in 6 months. I mean, these guys, they know nothing. I told the guy, and I don't want to be long-winded. I said, listen, I'm not your girlfriend. You're not going to raise your voice at me to get your way. If you don't know what you're talking about, when you come out the house, when you leave the house and you speak to men, we're going to tell you that you're wrong. Okay, so tone it down, son. Educate yourself. Don't just stay in the darkness, man.
Yeah, you know, ignorance is not bliss, Hawk.
I love you, man.
It's a great call.
I love the Hawk. I love the Hawk. That's a great call. Now, he also brings up an incredible debate that I'm having internally right now.
What's the debate?
Well, who do you want? If you can only get one.
I want Ramsey over Melvin Gordon.
You know,
because I think when you're healthy, you have enough offensively.
Well, you're going to think, well,
I value the position more.
You just drafted Sanders.
Yeah, you're getting redundant now. One's a clear, much bigger need. Corner is a much bigger need for a cornerstone.
I agree. Except,
and Ramsey's a better player than Gordon.
The Hawk makes a great point. And, I mean, Melvin Gordon is a just stud back.
He's good.
No, he's great. He's a great back.
His rushing season is only 1,105 yards. He's only going over 1,000 one time.
I think he's a stud. He also split time with Eckler, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a stud. I love him. I think he's a great back.
He only played 12 games last year, too. He's only played 16 one time in his four-year career. So, another thing to consider. But to me, Jalen Ramsey and a lockdown corner is so much more important.
Listen. It's an interesting debate.
Mm-hmm. If you can't really get Ramsey, then there's a conversation for me.
Because they don't want Jalen. I got Jalen on the brain.
You're going to mix them.
They don't like Jordan Howard. They just don't. I mean, it's clear as day.
The usage dictate is telling you that. I mean, that's the ultimate telltale
sign.
They're
not in love with him, so, you know. They tried to get Gordon once.
I mean, he just destroyed, he trucks that guy on that carry last week. And then they pulled out of the game.
They don't like him.
Well, let's get to the power rankings, Anthony.
All right, the power rankings brought to you by Farron Electric. It's a great company. Electrical issues in your home, trust the experts at Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Call or visit Farron, Farryn, electric.com for an estimate.
All right. Going to ESPN for the power rankings, are you?
Yes, my friend. So
no change at the top, I'm assuming.
No.
All right.
No. I want you to try to guess. Before we get into all the other teams,
mm-hmm.
I want you to try to guess where the Eagles are.
All right, they're 1-2. Let me just bring up the standings just to assist me in this endeavor. because there's a lot of teams that are 2-1, obviously some undefeated teams. They'll all be ahead of the Eagles. The Buffalo Bills will be in the top 12, I would assume, being 3-0. Tied at the top of the AFC East with the Patriots. I think the Eagles, 18-21, I'll go with 20.
18 to, think about that for a second. 18-21,
mm-hmm.
Right? Now, is that just flat out scary?
Yeah. Because right? They were in the top five at the beginning and after week one, but now are sliding. I mean,
when you talk about your guess, that you would guess 18, that's just outrageous, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're 15.
50, okay.
Not right. Terrible.
Yeah.
But 15.
I mean, I look at three teams in the NFC West ahead of them.
So they go, Saints ahead what of went them. Wrong, what we got wrong, that the offense would carry the defense early. And this is Tim McManus now running this. With so many key players such as Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, Ronald Darby, Rodney McLeod, and Nigel Bradham coming off injuries, I expected the defense to be shaky to start. Good thing Philadelphia has that high-powered offense, right? So much for that. Once DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey went down, the fireworks quickly stopped popping with the Eagles averaging a pedestrian 22 points a game for the last two games.
Wow.
All right. So the Bears are 14, the Lions 13, the Bills, you said correctly, at 12.
Yeah, San Fran's got to be up there, right?
11. 3-0. 11. Texans 10. Seahawks 9. Vikings 8.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they'd be higher than that. I thought they're top 5 now.
The Saints are 7.
Without Breeze.
The Ravens are 6.
These teams are all undefeated, right?
Green Packers. Bay 5.
Then after that, it's got to be Rams.
Let me read you the Packers. The little Packers blurb off the ESPN. Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown an interception in 93 pass attempts.
Oh, he's due.
While he has only 4 touchdown passes, he has not made the kind of mistakes that some quarterbacks with a first-year head coach who employs a significantly different offensive system might. 14 of the 18 quarterbacks with at least as many pass attempts as Rodgers have already at least had one pick. So he's protecting the ball.
Yeah. He's due for a couple pick sixes.
The Cowboys 4.
Really? I thought they'd be 3.
The Rams 3.
KC 2.
The Chiefs 2, correct.
And the Pats.
And New England number 1.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of predictable at the top there.
Yep.
I thought the Cowboys, because, you know, just the status of the Cowboys in the pantheon of NFL
would
be ahead of the Rams. And the Rams are an interesting team. Like, I still don't know what's going on.
I don't think the Rams are that guy. I really don't.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, Cooper Kupp, though.
He's terrific. He's
back.
Like, they missed him last year when he got hurt.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Good job on the power rank, Zant. Let's go back to the phones and go to Collegeville, and we'll talk to Nick on the Fanatic. Hey, Nick.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Doing good.
How's everybody? Listen, first of all, I don't even know where to start. I'm going to focus on Thursday. We have too many injuries. I mean, it's short. But if we play Green Bay on Sunday, like you said, and on the road, I would feel much better. You have Fletcher Cox, who has a -2 tackles compared to Wentz. Okay, he had 2 less tackles than Wentz on Sunday. Okay, you want him now on a short week. Okay, with no Malik Jackson, with no who's our second starter that went out now as this defensive
Jernigan
tackle.
Jernigan,
right? So he's going to have. I don't even think we officially have enough. You know, defensive tackle. We have somebody who's labeled a defensive tackle, but really, he's just another body in the middle. He's getting double to triple team. Now, he wasn't on Sunday because I think he was just doesn't have it. So Green Bay has to focus on less people. Now, our secondary depleted also. So you're saying it's okay because we have some depth and these guys just need to stand up and play. And you're right. Here's the problem. As you start getting injuries week one and then week two and then week three, if somebody gets hurt in the first 5 plays on defense, Thursday night, you have a scrub in there. Okay, you're going to play the rest of the game with scrubs. So a guy like Aaron, is just going to key and take what he can get and slowly grind his defense down. And
yeah, I know.
It's not like going into Carolina.
No, exactly. You saw the Cam factor, correct? Because he can be erratic at times. Mm-hmm. Newton,
yeah.
Rodgers at home in that place.
But what's the difference? Yeah. We were the Super Bowl champs that year. We didn't realize it that day, but right. I think after that win, that Thursday night, we went where? Wow, short week. We went on the road.
It felt special. Cam.
Right, and then we started learning later that season that we were the best team in the NFL. We are not that team right now. We're nowhere close to the top five, so I don't like this game at all. Now,
did the Eagles knock Keekly out of that game early, too, if I recall?
That's a big factor.
Yeah.
You're correct, yes. Here's the positive, like you said, Ian. The must win isn't tomorrow. I mean, Thursday. Mm-hmm. The must win is that first Dallas game.
Yeah.
And you can't drop anything more after Green Bay. Like, you gotta drop Green Bay if that happens, which I believe is going to happen. You can't drop anything till you beat Dallas and then try to clinch up the division like the last week or two of the season. That's the only way that I see a path.
Now, again, you're right. That's the kind of path that I have to take. Now, if you add Jalen Ramsey, now think about what that would do and how that would impact
injection.
This team. Yeah.
Well, and now you take one of those DBs off the field that can be a good,
nickel dime package guy,
or if somebody gets nicked up for half a game, you can bring him in, not starting first play from scrimmage against Allen.
You're right, Nick. And I always said, an addition on a team, you got to look at the trickle down effect. You don't just look at what that person adds, but you look at the trickle down effect. And a guy gets exposed when he plays too many snaps because he's being asked to do a role that he is not prepared for. He's not ready for it. So it knocks him down a peg. And it helps your defense because it doesn't show your weakness as much, because now you're not only stronger in one area, but you're stronger in the other because the combination of now Darby and a guy like Jalen Ramsey or Sidney Jones and Jalen Ramsey is far different.
Sure.
And the one guy I've been impressed with, though, in that secondary is Rasul Douglas.
I love Rasul.
I love his physicality. I thought he played well last week.
I also love he's got swag.
Mm-hmm.
I like his swag.
Yeah, I do too. 610-632-0975.
Jalen Ramsey comes in here. He's talking about swag.
Oh, yeah. He's got swag times 1,000 compared to a guy like Rasul.
That's the kind of guy you would be great for this team. Give him some life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, man. That's it. Let's go on a run.
Well, guy just
kind of going on a run.
Guy, I want you to talk about this after, because the guy just hit me on Twitter with this too, and he said, did the Eagles look like a good trade partner more so now because they're 1-2 and that first round pick where it could land for a team like Jacksonville? Before the season, you go, well, it's going to be 26-32. Now at 1-2, Jacksonville goes, well, it might be a top 15.
It's going to be top 15. Yeah, the point's correct. I mean, it's better than, better than what you get. I think it makes sense. I heard that they were close.
And the offer was a 1-2?
Yeah.
Both in next year's draft?
I don't know the breakdown. One and one in the second year. I just know it was I gather it was a 1-2, and I gather that the Jags ownership, I think the GM or the president, who is Tom Coughlin, would have taken it.
Yeah.
But I think the owner really loves Jalen Ramsey.
And he's trying to last.
That's just kind of how I read it.
Yeah, the one thing of concern, though, is giving up multiple picks at the top of a draft, first and second rounders, when you're the second oldest team in the NFL. That's a concern, though, too. But one I'm willing to make.
Well, you're going to get a top. Look, you check the box. I got a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
All right, good. Don't forget that.
You got to look at that as your draft pick.
Right.
610-632-0975, Midday Show on the Fanatic.
All right, listen, some of my favorite football players had their careers cut short because of the pounding they took, hit after hit, year after year. It all adds up to where their bodies couldn't take it anymore. Now I want you to think about your roof. Every day it gets hit. Hard rain, snow, wind, hail. And over time, all those hits add up. So with winter coming, you can't afford your roof to fail. That's where my buddies at LaBruschetta Roofing and Exteriors come into play. The roofing specialist, LaBruschetta. The CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master, Anthony LaBruschetta. He's going to make sure your home is protected from the winter. The Bruciano Roofing is the industry leader, which means they can offer the best warranty in the market. A 50-year warranty for the manufacturer, a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. You're not going to find a better company than LaBruciano Roofing. You're not going to find better people. Protect your home. Protect your family. All right? Winter's coming. Make sure that you call LaBruciano Roofing and Exteriors today. Here's the number, 610-265-ROOF. Or you can go to paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You have some water? $12.53.
You know what I'm saying, proprietary.
I do. I get it. I don't blame you. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize to the audience today for being like a miserable, like a mook. And I apologize to the audience. I just don't have it in me today. This week, I don't see it.
Spike up. Let's go.
Listen, I'm going to be upbeat late this whole week, but I can't lie to you.
Yeah.
This spot is brutal. So, you know, let's go. It's all Doug.
So we got a tweet. Super fan Phil at Phil Garrett tweets in, can we get a kill? And Ant's down the dumps attitude today.
Yes, wow. I agree.
Listen, super fan, God bless you.
Sal Pal, what do you think?
I agree.
You're here today.
I admire a super fan. I got to be real with you, though. You don't want me lying here.
We got to get you spiked up a little bit. I don't know what it's going
to
take.
I'm not lying. I can't lie to you. What do you want me to do?
You need a sign. Like on the ride home today, look up and a bald eagle land on your antenna.
Nah, you know what I need? I need Jalen Ramsey. That's what I need.
Well, he wouldn't. He probably, if you got him today, would he be able to go Thursday?
No, I mean, listen. I mean, that game is that game. Here's what I need, all right? Here's what I need. I need Doug Peterson to come up with a game plan of all game plans.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I need him to out-scheme Matt LaFleur. All right.
Okay.
Let me see what you got.
Well, you thought the game plan was sufficient last week. I mean, seven guys dropped balls. If they catch those balls, so they were good play calls.
It's all right.
It was decent, considering the loss of weaponry.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, there's
we didn't like the fourth and eight, but
some things I liked, some things I didn't like. Well, that's not part of the plan. You know, I like empty. I like hurry up. I like that. You know, I mean, that's cool.
Running the ball from under center.
I need, there are times when. You, this is what makes Belichick the greatest, right? When your team is depleted and you're in a tough spot, I need you to do it. Now, Doug's done it in the past, right?
Yeah.
He last year, during that run, Jack, you know, against Houston, that big game against Houston. And
big
he
drive.
Goes, the Rams, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got a history. I need him to do it Thursday night.
All right.
Because I got news for you. If you're going to truly X and O it, they lose. If you're going to look at it from a travel standpoint, all the intangibles, they lose. They need to play desperate, smart, mistake-free. They made two. This is why I don't give Doug a great grade off of Sunday. They're sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Sloppy. You got too many mistakes. That's, you know, come on, dude. Let's go.
All right.
I can't have any of that for Thursday night. You can't turnovers. Like, you can't overcome that stuff.
Yeah.
Special teams touchdown. You can't overcome it. They got to play clean, and they got to play, you know, spirited football. That's it.
All those boxes that you say, if you lose the turnover battle, you don't win. If you do this, you don't win. If you have seven pronounced drops in the game, you're not going to win. Add that to the fact that you're right. They gave up a special teams touchdown. You know, the first time Detroit touches the ball, It's first of all, you don't even return kickoffs anymore at the time, and boom, it's a touchdown and you're down.
I need a great game plan.
Yeah,
out of him. I need a great game plan, and I need those guys to execute. And him, Schwartz. Look, Schwartz up against it too. He's got a riddled secondary. Mm-hmm. He's got to figure out what to do now. I
and get pressure and get home.
Well, you know, good luck with that. I don't know how he's going
to. I got the plan to get you out of this. I'll suffer through one more hour of this Mizadab with you. But tomorrow, I know the way to get you. I want you to go home tonight and come up with the game plan. So you bring it out here on the air.
I appreciate you trying.
You got to dip into Spags. You got to dip into everybody here. You're getting your Rolodex. And you develop the plan. And then we're going to send the audio down to Doug and to GM.
They don't need my input. They're good on their
Frankly,
own.
I disagree.
They're good on their own.
I got some good news that could cheer you up a little bit.
Oh, is this breaking news?
Well, it seems like Doug Peterson has had his the conference call with the other team's media.
Alshon?
According to Rob Domofsky and Ryan Wood, who both cover the Packers, Doug Peterson said he expects Alshon Jeffrey and Dallas Goedert to play Thursday against the Packers, but thinks DeSean Jackson will probably miss another game.
Okay, that's what we thought. All right, good. Okay. That's good. Alshon's
pseudo confirmation.
That's a real weapon you're getting back.
You're getting a legit NFL receiver that's been huge for this team for some time. All right, that's great news. That's got to make you feel a little better. So when you're doing your game plan tonight, you can include Alshon in the strategy.
That's huge. I was hoping that, and I kind of thought he would be ready to play the way they talked about him going into last week.
Yeah. All right, 610-632-0975. Keyword coming up in a couple minutes before bringing the heat. Let's go to Mike in Hatboro on the Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Gentlemen, first of all, shout out to Anthony. I love you, brother. I read your books from years ago. Awesome books.
That's
I don't know.
Mikey.
People should listen. You should go check out his books. Checks in the mail, I hope. But anyway, all that aside, I disagree. Charson will always be my boy. Absolutely. He's elite. He's number one. But he is absolutely pressing. He didn't drop the balls. He didn't make the turnovers. I get it, Ant. But you could still wag your finger at him a little bit without not having your resonance and you know, stuff for him. By the way, could we can the Revenants until he wins games this season? That should be like your call for the season. You guys decide on your show, but all I can say
that's all.
And I got something to say about
that. Yeah, that's all fair. But let's discuss it. I think that's fair. I just don't see, and listen, I don't give him reverential treatment.
Anthony,
what did he do? What's that?
He's so pressing. It's pathetic.
I didn't see pressing at all.
Oh, I do. Absolutely. In his
How
game,
so?
There's something that says, I got to get a little bit of hero on certain downs. He holds the ball. He's got to get that extra thing when he could definitely get 8 and 7 and 10 yards.
Dude, he looked off three receivers when he went down the field to Arcega because nobody was open.
No. That game, this game, he was a champ, and even to come back in Atlanta and
okay, so
that.
Where has he been pressing since he's been back? In the first game against Washington?
And
he didn't play in the preseason, Mike.
Listen, I get that, but that leads to Dougie. So maybe
I think your beef is misguided.
Here's what I think.
Doug, you want a Super Bowl with the next man up mentality. How do you not pull that kid aside and say, yo, I'm making all these adjustments for these receivers? How many times do you see these receivers shrug their shoulders at the line of scrimmage? Hey, wait, I don't know where the hell I'm going. 50 times. Carson threw balls that should have been thrown away. Even the announcers.
No, he didn't. No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Mikey, come on.
Nah, you're completely.
Anyway, get that television set.
Can't alibi for the receivers. Listen, I'm not going to give you reverential Wentz, but Mikey, honestly, God bless. How in the world can you say that you can alibi for the receivers running wrong routes? But it's Wentz's fault that he makes a throw? Come on, that's crazy. Listen, bottom line is, I do think he's pressing. It's funny. I think he's, I could see, he's trying to will them to win in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I see a degree of pressing. I agree with Mike there. But I think the reason why he's pressing is he's trying anything to win the game, and he's got let down by a group of backup receivers.
You saw him when he was on the turf after the final incomplete pass, pounding the turf. He's a competitor.
Yeah, and he's trying to do whatever he can to win. He's pressing. I do think there's a degree of pressing that he's trying to on every play lift, but I'm stunned. I don't know how in the world you could say that he's at fault. Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast in the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.